9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. For misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Sacks, Loki still a dinner. And I still shake a bull squat. Praying for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker win a solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict cross the avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of a preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Welcome you into Momentum Bank Ballpark. It's time for Game 3 between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along as today the Rough Riders look for their first win of this six-game series, having dropped the first two games by a score of 4-1 in each of the first two. Frisco last night was held to just one run on eight hits. They went 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position, and all eight hits, were singles on the offensive side. Yesterday, Dane Acker poured in another fantastic start for Rough Riders pitching as they continue to be fantastic on the starting side of things, over this road trip. Frisco on this road trip, their starters have a 1.37 earned run average, and today it's Mitch Bratt who looks to continue that. He was a big part of that, throwing five shutout innings in his Double-A debut. That was last week in San Antonio. The 21-year-old is a native of Canada, an Ontario native, and he was really good in that start. He went five innings, striking out four. He allowed two base runners on a couple of walks and then a hit as well, but ultimately really strong stuff from Mitch Bratt, and looking forward to what should be another good strong start from the number 21 prospect in the Rangers organization. On the other side, it's Chen Zhuang who gets the start. The Rockhounds right-hander making his second start this season at the Double-A level. He began the season in Stockton at the Low-A level, dominated there with a 1.67 ERA, then went up to Lansing, and in nine appearances, six starts, a 2.56 ERA, and then he went shutout baseball across four innings in his first relief appearance with the Rockhounds. Today, he makes his first Double-A start in a Rockhounds uniform. The Taiwanese pitcher has been really good, especially at not allowing base runners so far this season. A walks plus hits per inning pitched, a whip of under one this year, and he has walked just nine over 68 innings so far this season. Two pitchers that are really good with their command, and it should be a lot of fun here in game number three of this six-game series. Well, before today's game, we got to catch up with another new Rough Rider. It's Kamar Rocker, who's the number three prospect in the Rangers organization. Rocker has looked dominant through his first two starts, and he talked about how happy he was just to be back and playing and back and throwing in meaningful baseball games again as he is in Double-A for the first time over the last couple weeks. So Kamar Rocker is our pregame interview guest. We'll split that up into two parts. We'll have part one today and part two tomorrow before game four of that six-game series tomorrow. Kamar Rocker joins us on the other side of the break. Rough Riders and Rockhounds coming up at the top of the hour on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Welcome back to Midland as we're joined by Kamar Rocker here on the pregame show, Rough Riders pitcher. And first of all, just being back and pitching again, coming off injury, how did it feel to make your first couple starts with the Riders?
The best. I mean, coming up to Double A, being with the team, and they know how to compete, they know how to win. I just had to find my role, find my place, and then help them win ball games. So it's been great.
Is there any level of nervousness coming back and pitching in a competitive game for the first time in over a year?
I think there definitely is nervousness regardless of how you take it. It was fun getting back in there. The other team's trying to win a ball game. They're trying to get hits. All you got to do is make your pitch, stay in the game, stay focused. And then after that, it's pretty fun.
So the surgery and the rehab, it's such a tough thing to go through for anybody. For you, having already gone through surgery in the past, did that make it any easier?
100%. My first surgery was at home by myself with my parents. So, that was definitely hard not being around a team, but going through this second surgery and being with a rehab team in Arizona and being around players that got a brace on just like me, throwing program just like me, it made me feel more welcome and understand how the game works, and definitely helped me build my character a little bit.
You got a lot of free time when you're rehabbing from a surgery. How do you spend your free time in Arizona?
Arizona's hot, so I try to stay inside most of the time. So a lot of movies, a lot of video games. And then when they cleared me, I tried to up my golf game a little bit.
Okay. What are you shooting?
I shot 102 and 103 for the first time. I'm trying to break 100 here soon.
Okay. What kind of part of your game is the best part of your game?
The driver was definitely the easiest to learn. And then after that, it's just that second shot always gets me.
Joined by Kamar Rocker. You said movies. Give me your favorite movie.
Man, this year, I think The Extraction 2 that came out was super solid. I love the, I think it was like a 12-minute fight scene or something like that. It was awesome.
Yeah, the uncut shot there with Chris Hemsworth.
That's rolling, dog.
That's pretty good. All right. Kamar Rocker, our guest here. Now, you're coming in here and you've shown off the multiple pitches that you have, your arsenal. The curveball. When do you first remember kind of introducing that pitch during your time in pitching?
I remember being 16, 17 in high school, and that's when the curveball starts to become effective. I think I was throwing 85, 86. And then it was simple. My agent, Matt, at the time, still with him, he just said, grip it like a curveball and throw it like a fastball. And then from there, kind of learned the feel from it, got an idea of where it was going. And, I mean, I've had it for 8, 9 years now, so it's been a great pitch for me.
Has it progressed at all, or have you kind of just kept it the same?
It's stayed the same pretty much the whole time. I lose it sometimes, and it goes sideways on me, it goes down, but it usually comes back to me every once in a while.
When you do lose a pitch like that, what do you do to try and regain confidence, or do you go to another pitch?
I think for me, it's going for those first 2 weeks. I'm going to overthink it a little bit. I'm going to try a bunch of different things, and then by that third week, maybe week and a half, just stop thinking and it all comes back.
Kamar, thank you for joining us here on the pregame show. Happy to have you with the Riders.
Oh, thank you.
We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Welcome back to Midland, getting you set for first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. It's game number 3 of this 6-game series. Here in Midland, Texas, Zach Bigley with you. Oh, the Rough Riders coming in, trying to find a win over these Rockhounds in this building. It's been a tough go for them here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. They are now just 1-7 head-to-head against these Rockhounds here. And with this lineup today, they look to change their fortunes on this really beautiful but warm Thursday evening. Backing up Mitch Bratt today, behind him, the Rough Riders look like this in their starting lineup. It's Caber Rodriguez, the second baseman, Alejandro Osuna in left, and Josh Hatcher at first base today. Cody Freeman is the third baseman, then Max Acosta at shortstop, and Aaron Zavala in right field. In the bottom third, it's Luis Mieses, the designated hitter. Cooper Johnson is the catcher, hitting eighth, and Daniel Mateo is the center fielder. He hits in the 9 spot. Once again, for the Riders, it's Rodriguez, Osuna, Hatcher, Freeman, Acosta, Zavala, Mieses, Johnson, and Mateo. Again, Mitch Bratt getting the start for the Rough Riders today, the number 21 prospect in the Rangers organization. Here's the lineup that he faces for the Midland Rockhounds as they are one game up on the Rough Riders in the Texas League South Division. Denzel Clark is the center fielder. He leads it off. Then it's Brendan Malone at first base, and Henry Bolte is the designated hitter, hitting third. Jack Winkler at second base cleans it up. Then Jason Rosario in right field. And Aribio Angeles is the shortstop. He hits sixth. Brian Buelvas, the left fielder, hits in the 7 spot. Then it's Shane McGuire at catcher. And Jeremy Eierman, the third baseman, in the 9 spot. Once again, it's Clark, Malone, Bolte, Winkler, Rosario, Angeles, Buelvas, McGuire, and Eierman. The Rough Riders As mentioned, losing the first two games of this series, 4-1, the final score in both games. So the Rough Riders still have the best record in all of AA at 65-39, but now we're just three games up on the Rockhounds for the best overall record, and one game back in the Texas League South in the second half. Midland 22-13 in the second half. The Riders 21-14. That doesn't really matter ultimately in the grand scheme, as the Rough Riders have already clinched their playoff spot, and they will take on the winner of the second half standings once we reach September and the postseason. But they would certainly love to win both halves. And talking with Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, that's something that he certainly has in the back of his mind as well, that he'd love to win both halves of play. The Rough Riders trying to take steps towards that, and you know, it certainly helps if you are able to take down Midland head-to-head. That's been a tough thing for them this year. We mentioned the struggles here in this building. They're just 4-10 overall against Midland this season, and just 1-7 here. They split their six-game series at home against the Rockhounds. That was back in May, and so Riders certainly hoping to finish out this series well, as they still have an opportunity, if they win their last four games of this series, to win the set. The home plate meeting out in front of us right now, Gregorio Petit, the manager for the Rockhounds. On the other side, it's Kavika Emsley-Pye, who's the acting manager for the Rough Riders, with both Carlos Cardoza and Tyler Wolf getting the off week here in Midland. And they'll be back once we come back home next week. It's a two-week road trip followed by a two-week homestand for the Rough Riders. So a lot of baseball to be played either at home or on the road during a month span. The Rough Riders will welcome in the Springfield Cardinals, the only time they see the Cardinals affiliate all season next week. And then the following week, it's once again the San Antonio Mission, so they just took 5 of 6 from the last time they played last week. So a lot of fun stuff to look forward to in that homestand next week. The Rough Riders welcoming in the two-week homestand with Springfield and San Antonio. We're just about ready for first pitch here between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds, game number 3 of this six-game series. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll give you a first pitch and the play-by-play of today's game. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Make sure to stop by Riders Field as it turns into a giant loteria board. Grab your cards at the gate and have a chance to win prizes as the Rough Riders host the Springfield Cardinals on Saturday, August 17th for a 7:05 first pitch. Don't forget, it's also the Rough Riders' second of three games as Cases de Frisco in 2024. Cases de Frisco are sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Viva Kissels!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the dugout deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it, over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
Today, the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds meet for Game 3 of the six-game series from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Midland. I'm Zach Bigley, very happy to have you as the Rough Riders today meet with the Rockhounds, looking to take their first game of this series after falling 4-1 in each of the first two games of the set. Chen Zhuang taking the ball for the Rockhounds today, making his second career AA appearance and first career AA start. Caber Rodriguez ready to face him for the Rough Riders, and we're just about set for baseball on this warm day here in Midland. Rodriguez 0-4 in his only appearance in the opener of this series. He's leading off for the first time in this series as well. And as we get set here, he's chatting with Shane McGuire, the catcher, and our first base umpire and crew chief Austin Snow, making sure we're set to play. And we are ready to go. So Caber Rodriguez in from the right side. Zhuang looking in. He's got his sign. And the Taiwanese right-hander delivers in the game's first pitch. It's off the outside corner, and one ball and no strikes is our count. We are underway. 7:03 with the game's first pitch, just 3 minutes late. 101 degrees is our first pitch temperature with a feels like of 103 here in Midland. The 1-0. Rodriguez spoils it foul, back and out of play. One ball and one strike. Sun shining up above. It'll peek in and out behind some clouds every now and again throughout the next couple hours. 14-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from left field with 20-mile-an-hour gusts. Here's the 1-1. Rodriguez swings, lines it hard through the right side and into right field. And Caber Rodriguez begins the ball game with a base hit the opposite way. Well, the Rough Riders picking up right where they left off yesterday in the first inning, scoring their only run of the ball game in the first yesterday. Frisco went just 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. That one hit, an RBI single by Max Acosta, and nothing else offensively for them all game long. So here's Alejandro Osuna with nobody out and a runner aboard in the top of the first inning. And Zhuang's pitch. A swing and a foul back into McGuire's glove. It's 0-1. Chen Zhang Al Zhuang, the Taiwanese pitcher, making his first AA start. He made one appearance out of the bullpen last week against Arkansas, going four shutout innings, allowing just one hit. The pitch popped up on the left side of foul ground, and it leaks into the stands. It's 0-2. Zhuang has been fantastic during his time in the minor leagues this year, starting out in Stockton at the low A level in the California League. And went 3-2 in 9 appearances, 5 starts, with a 1.67 earned run average. The pitch. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's still 0-2. Fastball at 93. With Lansing at the high A level, he then had a 2.56 ERA in 9 appearances, 6 starts. And now up here in double A, is not allowed a run yet. Opponents hitting just 198 against him on the season. He lets go with the 0-2. That's up and in, and it's one ball and two strikes on Osuna here in the top of the first inning. Defense behind Zhuang looks like this. It's Brian Buelvas in left field, Denzel Clark in center, Jason Rosario in right field. Jeremy Eierman has third. Eribio Angeles is the shortstop. Jack Winkler at second and Brennan Malone at first. This pitch is popped up on the infield. Angeles coming in, Right on top of the second base bag, he comes in front of it and makes the catch. Pop out to shortstop for Osuna, one away in the first inning, and Josh Hatcher takes his turn. Shane McGuire does the catching today for Zhuang. Trying to become the 18th Taiwanese player to make the major leagues. He readies from the stretch with Rodriguez at first, one out in the first inning. The pitch lifted in the air and hit well into center field, sending Clark back. He's a couple steps shy of the warning track, squares his shoulders towards home and makes the catch. A fly out to center field for Josh Hatcher. One out turns to two, and here's Cody Freeman. Freeman 1-for-7 with a walk in the series, that only hit an infield single. Overall, between the three stops, Zhuang a 1.99 ERA, making his 20th overall appearance and 12th start this year. He throws over to first, Rodriguez back in safely. The Rough Rider is trying to find some semblance of offense after scoring just two runs in the first two games of this series combined. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Rodriguez bluffs taking off. Now draws a throw back to first on a pitch that missed outside. Not in time. Actually, a strike to Freeman. And it's 0-1. Got him on the lower edge, outside corner. Daniel, by the way, is our home plate umpire today. Mickey Smith is our third base umpire, currently stationed in the middle of the diamond. 0-1. Way outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Freeman hitting 274 on the season, 13 homers, 50 runs batted in. 13 homers lead the club. 1-1 offering. Low and outside, missing with a breaker, and it's two balls and one strike. Zhuang has an arsenal of a fastball, cutter, curveball, changeup, and a splitter. He'll mix in those pitches well. He stretches. 2-1. That's outside. Three balls and one strike. Shadows usually take effect early on in the ballgame in this ballpark, and they certainly have in the first couple innings of the first two games of this series, but those games are played at 6:30, this game being played at 7 o'clock is our start time, so the shadow is almost at Zhuang's feet. The pitch. There's a pop-up again on the infield, left side. And Angeles called off by the third baseman, Ironman, who comes in and makes the catch going up over the mound. So the inning comes to a close on a couple pop-outs, and the Riders strand a single here in the first inning. No score. Bottom of the first inning next. Mitch Brandt on the hill when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Go,
Home half of the first inning, the Rough Riders held off the scoreboard in the top half, and now it's Mitch Bratt who takes the hill for the Rough Riders. Bratt, the left-hander. Denzel Clark leads it off for Midland, a center fielder who's led off in all three games in this series in the first pitch. Swinging a chopper up the middle, Acosta charges it short, picks, whips it to first, it's low, and Hatcher can't pick it out. Johnson backs up the play, the catcher, and it'll probably be ruled a base hit on a tough play. Yep, infield single. So Denzel Clark aboard on another base hit. That's his fifth of this series. He went 4-for-4 in the opener and then 0-for-4 yesterday, but he starts this off with an infield single on a soft topper out to shortstop. Brennan Malone stands in now. The pitch. Runner takes off. It's a strike at the top of the zone. Throw down to second. Not in time. Clark steals his 20th base. Steals in 25 attempts for Clark now. Malone 3-for-6 in the series with a double. He's also walked twice and driven in a couple runs. Brad deals. Down and in. Johnson blocks and it's 1-1. Mitch Bratt making his second start with the Rough Riders here at the AA level. It's his 19th appearance and 17th start on the season, including his time with High A Hickory. Here's the stretch by the left-hander in the 1-1. Swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove. It's 1-2. With Hickory, he went 6-4, a 3.03 ERA. 84 strikeouts and 77 in a third innings, but he was phenomenal down the stretch. His last 10 games with 9 of them being starts, he went 4-1 with a 1.35 ERA. The left-hander readies. Looks back at Clark at second base in the 1-2. Just high of the zone, missing with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Four-pitch mix for Brad, who's the number 21 prospect in the Rangers organization. Four-seam fastball, slider, changeup, and cutter. The slider is a very slow-looking pitch and almost appears to be a curveball, but it is a slider. 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Fastball right by him at 92. He strikes out Malone. And there's the first out of this first inning. Henry Bolte bats now, the number 10 prospect in the A's organization. Right-handed batter against the lefty. There's the stretch. Bratt looks back towards second and pitches. There's a slider on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. That's 77 miles an hour. In that first start, Bratt went 5 innings, allowing just one hit of shutout baseball against San Antonio. He stretches and brings in a throw towards second, and it's not in time. Clark just able to get back in there safely. Bratt, an uncharacteristic 2 walks in that appearance. He exited his time in the South Atlantic League, leading the league in the lowest walk rate, just a 5% walk rate. A remarkable command for Bratt. A guy who fills up the zone. Left-hander with a glove at the belt. Here's back to second once again. In the 0-1, Clark takes off. Here's a swing and a foul off Johnson back behind home. It's 0-2, and Clark has to go back to second base. Bratt is not very fast to the plate. He has a high leg kick. So trying to do what he can to make sure he keeps the runners close. We saw Clark go on the first pitch that he had an opportunity to run on and already trying to run for third as well. 0-2. Bottom of the zone, strike 3 called. Got him with a fastball. Mitch Bratt with his second strikeout, and there are 2 away. Jack Winkler takes his turn now.
Jack Winkler.
Winkler also 3-for-6 in this series. He's had a very similar first two games to Denzel Clark. Went 3-for-3 in the opener with a double and a homer, and then 0-for-3 yesterday. Brad Reddy's in fires. Swinging a ground ball, ripped foul up the third baseline. It's 0-1. 0-0 our score, bottom of the first inning. Defense behind Mitch Bratt today. It's Alejandro Osuna in left, Daniel Mateo in center, and Aaron Zavala in right. Cody Freeman has the hot corner. Max Acosta at short. Gabriel Rodriguez, the second baseman. Josh Hatcher plays off the line at first base in the pull side shift. And Cooper Johnson catches for Bratt today. 0-1. Swinging a line drive again. Foul into the netting on the left side. And it's 0-2. Johnson caught Bratt in that start in San Antonio. These two very familiar with each other, having thrown to one another in Hickory last year. Bratt last season, 16 starts with High A Hickory. He stretches. A look back toward second. Clark dancing off, and a kick and a look back, no throw. Bratt trying to reset things. He had lat tightness towards the middle of the season and missed most of July in the beginning of August last year. 0-2 is inside. Fastball missing, and it's 1-2. About to deliver his 13th pitch of the inning. Bratt very effective with his pitches. He averages around 15 pitches per inning this year. 1-2. Down and in, and it hit him. Got him on the foot. It's the back right foot. And Winkler hit by a pitch. A rare hit batter, just the third he's hit this season and just the ninth in his career in 57 games. Here's Jason Rosario making his first appearance in the series. 0-0 our score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Pull side shift on the infield. Here's the left-hander's pitch. A line drive in a right center. That one's down for a hit. Clark around third. He comes across to score. The throw goes to third. Not in time. RBI single. Jason Rosario. And there's the first run that Bratt has allowed here at the AA level. Runners on the corners now. It's 1-0 Midland. And Cooper Johnson will go out and have a chat with his young left-hander. Bratt just turned 21 years old in July. Getting the aggressive bump up here to AA at such a young age. Allows his first run in two starts. Here's Arabio Angeles. Angeles, I should say. Angeles, the shortstop, went 2-for-4 yesterday. The pitch. Fouled away to the right side, and it's 0-1. Playing in just his sixth game at the AA level. Angeles started with High A Lansing this year. Runners at the corners, two down, 1-0 Midland. Bottom of the first inning, Bratt deals. Scooped foul out of play to the right side, 0-2. Angeles beginning his AA career, 4-for-17, 235 average. The shadows have crept over the top of Bratt, and he is now completely engulfed in the shade. A left-hander, the 0-2. Just a hair outside, didn't miss by much. 1-2. And by the way, the home plate umpire has a notoriously small strike zone. Not saying that that was a strike, but he has been very tight with his zone in the past. Bratt stretches and offers in the 1-2. Runner takes off. There's a swing and a fly ball hammered out to deep left field. Osuna back. He's looking, and it's off the base of the wall. Winkler scores. Rosario wheels around third and crosses. It's a two-run double. It It's 3-0 Midland. Eurebio Angeles gets the job done and scores both runners and putting him in motion allowed Rosario to easily score. Here's Brian Buelvas, the seventh man to the plate in this bottom of the first inning. 3-0 Midland. Buelvas 0-for-4 in the opener with a strikeout. Day off yesterday. The pitch. Fastball rides to the outside corner. It's 0-1. Bratt trying to settle things down. This is the first start he's allowed three runs, period, not to mention in the first inning since June 6th. 0-1. Outside corner, a strike, 0-2. He hasn't allowed more than three runs in a start since his first start of the season back on April 9th when he allowed seven runs on eight hits over three innings to Jersey Shore. 0-2. That misses outside. One ball and two strikes. A fastball slimming the edge. Pull side shift on the infield for the Rough Riders. Trying to get Brad out of this inning. He readies and deals. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Went with the cutter below the zone. He picks up the strikeout. His second. But three runs come across in this top of the, or excuse me, the bottom of the first inning. Three runs on three hits, no errors, one runner left on. We go into the top of the second inning. The Rough Riders trail 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
At the top of the second inning, the Rough Riders trail 3-0 to the Midland Rockhounds. It's been a kind of gradual offense in the first game, sudden offense in the seventh inning in the second game of this series, and today it's early sudden offense in game three. Max Acosta leads it off for the Rough Riders against Zhuang. Acosta 1-for-4 with an RBI in this series. That was yesterday. First pitch. There's a fly ball hit well into center field, but the wind blowing in, and it blows it right back towards Denzel Clark. Drifting back, he makes the catch. One away in the second. Aaron Zavala takes his turn. Chen Zhuang did not really have to sweat in that first inning. Just 14 pitches, 9 for strikes after allowing the leadoff single. Aaron Zavala steps in for the Rough Riders. 1-for-6 with a walk so far in the set, hitting .219 on the season for the Riders. First pitch. He cuddles with the bottom of the zone, a strike, it's 0-1. Slight pull side shift on the infield for him. They played a pull in the outfield as well, despite him having the number one opposite field rate in the Texas League. The pitch. And this is low, and it's 1-ball and 1-strike. Trying to turn that around. He had the best month of the season for him in July. Batting average and OPS. And trying to carry that over to August, though it's been a slow start. 1-1. Curveball misses high, and it's 2-balls and 1-strike. At the high A level, Zhuang was more of a fly ball pitcher than he was a ground ball pitcher, and he's induced all four of his outs so far in the air with two pop-ups and two flyouts. 2-1. It's a ball it takes down in the dirt, and it's three balls and one strike. Right-handers had a really tough time against the righty in high A. Righty's hit just 183 against him with an under 500 OPS, which is just dominant. Lefty's hit just 213 with an OPS just under 550, which is still amazing. 2-1. Or rather, the 3-1 is high, and it's ball four. Aaron Zavala works a walk here in the second inning. Rough Riders have their second base runner of the game, and it's a rare walk for Zhuang, who had a walk rate of around 3% in his first two stops at low A and high A, and then in his first double A appearance, he walked two, which was extremely rare for him after walking just seven in his first two stops. First pitch to Luis Mieses. It is a curveball. It fits on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. So now three walks here at the double-A level in just two outings. He walked three in high A in 31 and two-thirds innings. 0-1. That's up and out. It's one ball and one strike. Zhuang was signed in November of 2021 by the Athletics out of Taiwan and kind of went under the radar a little bit and continued to go under the radar the last couple years because he didn't pitch. The offering. Miesi swings, grounds it hard through the right side into right field. Zavala hits the bag at second. He speeds towards third, and the Rough Riders have runners on the corners. One out and runners on the edges for the Rough Riders. Trailing 3-0 here in this top of the second inning. Luis Mieses now has hits in seven of his eight games with the Rough Riders. Here's Cooper Johnson now, Rough Riders catcher. Got yesterday off with Tucker Mitchell making his double-A debut. And the opener went 1-for-2 with a walk. Zhuang has his sign. He's ready with a belt-high set. He pitches. Fastball is high. One ball and no strikes. Zhuang made eight starts for Stockton at the low-A level in 2022 and pitched to a 4.71 ERA. And then all of last year, he had a shoulder injury and kept on having setbacks in that shoulder injury. And so just could not get out of the field, ended up missing the entire year last year. 1-0, swing and a miss. That time a cutter just off the edge, and it's 1-1. So he's happy to be back out on the field, and the A's organization certainly happy to see the strides that he's made while he hasn't been out on the mound. 1-1, swing and a miss. Elevated the fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes on the Riders' catcher. This is going to be the kind of situation that's going to be defining in this sort of game, especially with the Riders trailing early on. Frisco in this series has really struggled with runners in scoring position, a combined 1-for-11 through the first two games. 1-2. Swinging a high pop-up, shallow right field, shouldn't be deep enough. Rosario coming in, the second baseman Winkler goes into a slide and foul ground, makes the catch, and Zavala does not tag at third. An incredible catch by Winkler going into foul territory and making the grab in a slide as he was crossing from fair to foul ground behind the first base bag. The second baseman makes the catch and there are two away. Daniel Mateo in the nine spot steps in, looking for a two-out base hit. 3-0 Midland, top of the second. Here's the stretch and the pitch. That's outside, one ball and no strikes. Zavala remains at third, and Mieses remains at first. He takes his lead. So does Zavala, very tepid lead off of third. And the 1-0. Fastball is high, and it's two balls and no strikes. No normally you'd see Zavala get a bigger lead off of third, but because there's a right-handed batter, the infield playing to pull, Jeremy Ironman pretty close to the third base bag. The third baseman, though, he's playing back with two outs. 2-0. Mateo fouls it back, and it's 2-1. If Mateo wanted to lay down a bunt right here, Ironman would have almost no chance to get him. He's playing that far back at third. Two balls and one strike on the Frisco center fielder, making his first appearance in the three games in this series. The pitch. Fouled out of play to the right side. It's 2-2. Zhuang, after 14 pitches in the first inning, has thrown 16 here in the second. Riders trying to make him work just a little bit more. Brad on the other side threw 22 pitches in the first inning. 2-2. Strike three call. Got him with a fastball in the outside corner at 94. Painted it, and the Rider is down like that. No runs for the Rough Riders on one hit. No errors, two left on, and Frisco trails 3-0 to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
At the bottom of the second inning, the Rough Riders with a 3-0 deficit already. Shane McGuire steps in. Leading it off, it's 8-9-1 against Mitch Brad, who looks for a bounce-back inning. The catcher appearing for the first time in this series here in Game 3. Brad's first pitch, and he fits it on the inside corner, a called strike. It's 0-1. McGuire, the brother-in-law of Frisco third baseman Cody Freeman. He married Cody's sister. 0-1. Swing and a miss, and he helicopters the bat into his own dugout down the right side. He lost it, and he has to go over and grab it sheepishly. It's 0-2. Has to get some pine tar as well. Looks like he's good to go. Those two got married in the offseason. So it was funny talking to Cody when Rockhounds came and played in Frisco. The whole Freeman family came out, and his sister was wearing a Rockhound shirt. He wasn't too happy about that. Here's the wind back in the 0-2. At the bottom of the zone, strike three. McGuire down on three pitches. Third strikeout for Brad. And there's one away here in the second. Nice start to a potential bounce-back inning for Brad. Jeremy Ironman in the ninth spot steps in. He's 0-for-7 with 5 strikeouts so far. Here's the wind of the pitch. Breaking ball flips across the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. That's that slider at 76 miles an hour. It looks like a curveball, but Brat calls it a slider. He looks over the top of his glove in the 0-1. It's low, and it's one ball and one strike. And if you watch Mitch Brat, and if you grew up watching baseball maybe in the early 2000s, you certainly see a reminiscent look-alike as the pitch is lined softly out into shallow left field. Freeman going back. The third baseman makes the catch, and there are two away. A little broken bat, humpback liner out to third. Two down for Denzel Clark. 3-0 Midland, bottom of the second. Mitch Brat watched a lot of Barry Zito when he was looking at how to throw his breaking ball. Barry Zito, of course, had that beautiful slow curveball from the left side. First pitch. There's a high pop-up, shallow right field. Rodriguez, the second baseman, going into the grass. Now coming back onto the infield dirt, and he makes the catch. Boy, the wind carrying that to the right side of the infield. Rodriguez able to track it down, and the inning comes to a close. Nice bounce back, quick 1-2-3 inning for Mitch Brat as he throws just seven pitches. Top of the third inning next. Frisco trailing 3-0 with the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't front, her parents paid it.
Top half of the third inning and the top of the order for the Rough Riders. Cabo Rodriguez stands in. And Chuang's first pitch is a curveball, just missing low. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders trailing the Rockhounds 3-0. Rodriguez a single back in the first inning. 1-0 pitch. Fastball, top of the zone for a strike, 1-1. All three runs for the Rockhounds coming in that first inning. Jason Rosario, RBI single, and Aribiel Angeles RBI double, or two-run double, I should say. 1-1. Rodriguez bunts it, pops it up, back behind home and foul onto the netting. And it's one ball and two strikes now on Rodriguez. The Rough Riders have been hitting a lot of home runs recently. 14 homers in their last 14 games, but none in the last two. Over that same stretch, they're second in the league in batting average, third in the league in OPS, but sixth in the league in runs scored. That's because they haven't been hitting with runners in scoring position, batting just 160 during that stretch with runners in scoring position. Here's the stretch, and Chuang deals home. Swinging a ground ball up the middle, right to the shortstop, Angeles. He fields and whips it to first in time. One out, and here's Alejandro Osuna. Osuna popped out to short his first trip. 3-0 Midland, top of the third. Frisco has left three on base the first two innings and already 0 for 2 with runners in scoring position. Pitch home. Osuna cracks it foul down the right side. It's 0-1. So work to do on the offensive side right now. Riders know it. I'm talking to some of the coaching staff before the game today. They know that they're doing a good job in putting together some quality at-bats, just not hitting with the right timing, which is what they've been so good at doing this season. Here's the stretch in the 0-1 offering to Osuna. Just outside, 1-1. They were the number one team with runners in scoring position in the first half this season. It just hasn't been the case here in the second half of play. Zhuang has his sign. He sets in the 1-1. There's a fly ball lifted into center field and shallow. Clark coming in, and he makes the chest-high catch. A soft liner out to center field. There are two outs, and here's Josh Hatcher. Hatcher a fly out to center his first time up with the Riders trailing 3-0 here in the third inning. The pitch. Swinging a foul back into McGuire's glove. It's 0-1. Hatcher had a three-hit day yesterday. Three singles. Two on the infield and one in opposite field, single into left. The pitch. Mined the opposite way. Sinking down into left. It lands for a base hit. Another opposite field single for Josh Hatcher, almost identical to the base hit he had yesterday. It's a two-out base runner for the Rough Riders. Cody Freeman bats now. Freeman popped out to third his first time up. Frisco has as many hits as the Rockhounds with three, but just have not been able to find the scoreboard. Hatcher draws a throw. He's back in safely. He has 16 steals this season. Freeman, right-handed batter. Pinwheels out towards the hill. Zhuang has his sign. Belt high set. The pitch. Swinging a high, towering fly ball ripped foul down the left side. It's 0-1. Freeman just got way too far out in front of that cutter. Hatcher has good speed, and they play Freeman to the opposite field in the outfield. If you were to put one in the gap here, see Hatcher run. 0-1. Freeman fouls it back. He's behind 0-2. And since walking Zavala, Zhuang has been in the zone. Only 2 3-ball counts today, and he has not gone to a full count yet. He readies and deals. Freeman swings and lines it hard on one hop to the shortstop. Angeles has got it. Flips onto second, and there's the final out of this third inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on for the Riders. On to the third inning next. Frisco trailing 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShip. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health
is here to help.
Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the third inning. Rough Riders and Rockhounds. It's 3-0. Rockhounds lead it. Brennan Malone leads it off. And the pick. That's down and in. One ball and no strikes. Mitch Brandt with a really nice bounce back second inning. He threw just 7 pitches. Here's this windup by the left-hander in the 1-0. Swinging a ground ball, foul back behind home. It's one ball and one strike. Malone, a strikeout victim back in the first inning. Brandt has struck out 3 so far through his 2 frames. Brandt, a Canadian. He winds back in the 1-1. Fastball is high. 2 balls and 1 strike. As he looks in towards the mound, his left foot is parallel with the rubber. His right foot has his toe pointing towards home, almost making a T-shape from the first base side of the rubber. Shoulder square towards home. 2-1. Swinging a high fly ball lifted to left center field. Osuna racing back. He's at the warning track at the fence. Looks up, and it's high off the top of the wall. Mateo from center plays it off the fence and tosses it back in, but Malone doubles to lead things off in the third. Boy, if the wind wasn't blowing in, that's a homer, but it blew it back into the ballpark just enough for it to hit off the wall. It's an extremely high fence out in left field, 20 feet high, and it went off about, I'd say about 8 feet from the top of the wall. So runner at second to lead things off in the bottom of the third inning. And here's Henry Bolte, the designated hitter. First pick. He swings and lines it on one hop out to second base. Rodriguez fields and throws him out at first. One away. Really nice play by Rodriguez as he looked back. Malone at second base. And when Malone tried to dance towards third, Rodriguez made a jab step towards the bag as well to make sure that he stayed at the second base bag and then still had time to throw him out at first. So Bolte's retired on the first offering. Here's Jack Winkler. The second baseman was hit by a pitch and scored in the first. Brett deals. Curveball whacked into right field. It lands for a base hit in front of Zavala. Malone up to third. He gets the stop sign. The throw sails towards home, and Johnson comes up to cut it off and then bobbles it, and Winkler moves up to second. So a single and then a poor throw by Zavala, just sailing it home instead of hitting the cutoff man. That allows Winkler to move up to second base, and the double play is not in order. It's the small things. Here's Jason Rosario now. Infield comes in. Rosario, an RBI single to right on the first pitch he saw in the first. And the offering is a breaking ball high and inside. He hit him. Slipped out of his hand. Man, so 2 hit batters all season in Hickory. And he's hit 2 in the first 3 innings today. Bases are loaded. It's just a breaking ball that came out of his hands. A little bit too high and inside. And here's Eurebio Angeles. Eurebio, I should say. Angeles, a 2-run double in the first inning. Bases loaded, 1 out. Now the double play is in order, and the Riders infield backs up. Pitch in. Line foul down the right side, leaking up over the net and into the stands. 0-1. Already 3-0 Midland. Bottom half of the third. Brad has his sign. He stretches. And left-hander pitches home. Swinging a ground ball to short. Acosta's got it. Bobbles it, and everyone's safe. Oh, brother. That was the easiest tailor-made double play you could have possibly asked for. If you're Max Acosta, he'll tell you he's got to make that play. Came up 2 steps in front of him, reached down to his left, and then bobbled it and could not pick it up. It's 4-0 Midland. Malone scores from third, bases still loaded. And the first pitch on the way is drilled into left center by Buelvas. This one's going a long way back. Mateo at the warning track reaches up, makes the catch right at the wall. Winkler tags from third. He comes in to score. The throw goes to third, and it's thrown off the dugout for the Rough Riders as it got away from Freeman. And that allows Angeles to tag and move up to second. So now it's 5-0 Midland. Oh, brother. Rosario at third. Angeles, after reaching on the fielder's choice, E6, is up at second base, and it's another error. It's a throwing error on the center fielder, Mateo, to third base, allowing Angeles to move up. So the Riders had gone 6 consecutive games without an error. They have 2 in this third inning. The pitch. That's outside, 1-0, and it's 5-0. This has been a tough inning to stomach, really a tough game to stomach for the Rough Riders so far. 5-0 Midland, bottom of the third. 1-0. A chopper up the first baseline. Hatcher's got it, takes it to the bag himself, and he ends the inning. But 2 more runs coming to score. There are 2 runs on 2 hits, 2 errors, and 2 left on. We go to the top of the fourth, 5-0 Midland to the Riders Baseball Network. Watch me
out. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning, the Rough Riders trailing 5-0. Both of those runs unearned in the bottom of the third. They go just 1 error in that inning, by the way. No error advancing Angeles to second. They said he just went on the throw. So Max Acosta leads it off after his error allowed the first run to come in and the second run to be unearned. A chance at a redemption right here. Zhuang deals home. And it's a fastball for a strike in the outside corner, 0-1. This Rough Riders defense has been the best in not only the Texas League, but in all minor league baseball, with the fewest errors and the best fielding percentage. They'd gone 6 consecutive games without committing an error. The 0-1. Low and outside, 1-1. And, you know, these things happen. It's not like it was egregious by any means or intentional by any means, of course. That's baseball. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Acosta out in front and a breaking ball off the outside edge. It's 1-2.
But the Rough Riders find themselves in an early hole at 5-0 Midland. And Acosta calls time and steps out. The Rough Riders have such a strict regimen during pregame in terms of their defensive work, and they do such a good job of that. And Carlos is off, the manager, this week. 1-2. Swinging a fly ball, hammered out to center field, sending Clark back into a jog, and he curls under it in right center field, makes the catch. One away for Aaron Zavala. 5-0 Midland. The incredible regimen that the Riders do, it's something that all teams do to some extent, but the Riders probably do more pregame work than anybody else defensively in the league. Carlos is very passionate about that. Here's the stretch and the first pitch on the way to Zavala. Breaking ball outside. Corner, a strike, 0-1. It was great talking with Kenny Holmberg, who's the field coordinator and in charge of the infielders at the minor league level, who's in town this week. 0-1. Swinging a foul into McGuire's glove, 0-2. He praised Carlos, of course, saying he loves what he puts the guys through, and you know, it really starts at the lower levels. They learn the fundamentals of the lower levels, and then here at this level you can get a little more creative in terms of what you do. 0-2, swing and a miss, and Zavala is down on strikes. Two down. Second strikeout for Zhuang, and Luis Mieses stands in now. Mieses stands in. He's 1-for-1 today. Riders down 5-0. There's the stretch by Zhuang and the offering in. Inside 1-0. What Holmberg basically equated the early work to is hitting off the tee as a hitter. You have individualized drills where infielders will take short hops off just a little bat about 10 feet in front of them. This offering is fouled back, and it's 1-1. And then, of course, they'll take ground balls, which is, you know, like taking live batting practice. And he equated it to hitting, and he said, you know, it's if you just hit live batting practice, you're going to be fine, but you're not going to get the most out of what you could as a hitter if you don't hit off the tee and if you don't take front toss. 1-1. Fouled back once again, and it's 1-2. It's all the little drills that make you better and better as a hitter, and it's the same thing as a fielder. And that's what the Rough Riders try to do, and what they found a lot of success doing. It's really turned over at the surface level stats, and then talking to Holmberg, he said when you look at the advanced defensive metrics as well, Frisco is one of the best in all minor league baseball in a lot of those, in addition to fielding percentage and fewest errors. 1-2. Breaking ball lined up the middle. One hop right to the shortstop, Angeles. He's got it behind the second base bag and throws out Mieses, and the inning comes to a close. Rough Riders, no runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom of the fourth inning next. They trail 5-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual Plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, the Rough Riders down 5-0. Jeremy Ironman leads it off. Ironman swing and a miss on the first offering, and it's 0-1. Mitch Bratt allowing two unearned runs in that third. The pinch. Another breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-2 to Ironman at the bottom of the order. 5-0 Midland in this fourth inning. Bratt bounced back after a tough first with a 7-pitch second inning as this pitch is rifled down the left field line and foul. And it's no balls and two strikes to Ironman. We'll see what he has in store in this fourth inning. Bratt is such an interesting story to even get to a position where he could get drafted. He nods yes to the sign. And the 1-2. That's down, and it's one ball and two strikes on Ironman. Bratt grew up in Canada and was very successful during his time in high school in Ontario. 2-2. There's a fly ball lifted into left center field, and it's out of the reach of Mateo cutting over from center. He fields it and plays it in quickly, holding Ironman to a base hit. Denzel Clark now. Five nothing, Midland leads it. And Bratt, entering into COVID, was a really good pitcher, and he thought he had a chance to play professionally. First pitch is a swing and a miss and a breaking ball, and it's 0-1, and Clark calls time. But coming out of COVID, a lot of teams were not renewing the sports because there was still a lot of COVID protocols. So he actually built a bullpen and built a mound in his backyard so he could continue to throw. 0-1. Swinging a line drive into third. Freeman makes the catch, throws to first, not in time. Nearly doubled off Ironman at first base. Instead, it's just a line drive out to third, and there's one away.
First baseline, Brennan Malone.
Here's Brennan Malone now. Malone, 1-for-2 with a double. So Bratt had to sit down with his parents to talk about his future. The offering is a strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. And basically what they decided was that he was going to move down to the United States. He ended up going to high school just outside Savannah, Georgia, to a private school, and playing baseball there. He's only there for a couple of months. 0-1. Just outside of the breaking ball, and it's one ball and one strike. And then played in the MLB Draft League, playing for the West Virginia Black Bears, where he was teammates with current teammate and catcher Tucker Mitchell. So that was a great experience. 1-1. There's a fly ball out of play down the right side, and it's one ball and two strikes on Malone. And was drafted after that by the Rangers. It was a pretty whirlwind few months for him, going to four different locations from Canada down to high school in Georgia to West Virginia to play in the draft league and then to Arizona after he was drafted. 1-2. That's low off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes, and it helped him mature, he said, a lot very quickly as a young man. Taste of pro ball right away, even from a younger age. He readies from the stretch and delivers in the 2-2 to Malone. Chopper foul up the third baseline. Still two balls, two strikes on Malone. One out, runner at first, 5-0 Midland. Bottom of the fourth. Here's the left-hander stretch. And a throw goes over to first, runner on the move. Hatcher throws down to second. Ironman is tagged out by Rodriguez. Well, two outs and the base is clear now on the picked off caught stealing. It goes 1-3-4, and there are two outs. Here's the offering in. Malone swings and misses out in front on a slider. And Mitch Bratt strikes out his fourth batter. He's through four innings. No runs a hit, no errors, nobody left on. Top of the fifth inning next. Frisco trailing 5-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with Sumpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Eight, nine, and one due up for the Rough Riders in this top of the fifth inning, trailing 5-0. Cooper Johnson, Daniel Mateo, and Caber Rodriguez against Chen Zhuang, who has thrown four shutout innings for the first time at the AA level in the starter's role. Four shutout in his first appearance. This is his first start. First offering home to Johnson is a breaking ball in there for a strike on the inside corner at the knees, and it's 0-1. Johnson popped out to Jack Winkler, the second baseman, making a sliding catch in foul territory down the right side. 0-1. He takes a breaking ball again for a strike, this time on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Zhuang out of the island of Taiwan, which, of course, is in the South China Sea. Signed in November of 2021. He's ready from the stretch. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball down in the dirt for strike three. McGuire blocks and throws on down to get Johnson. Completes the third strikeout for Zhuang. One away, and Daniel Mateo stands in for the Riders. Trailing 5-0. Mateo, a strikeout, looking back in the second. First pitch. He pops it up. Right side of the infield. First baseman Malone sprinting in. Foul ground, a basket-style catch. Just into foul territory, reaches underneath the ball and plucks it out of the sky. Two away. Top of the order now for the Riders. Zhuang from Taiwan, and Taiwan is a small island. If it were a U.S. state, it would be the 42nd biggest state, just in between West Virginia and Hawaii. Here's the offering in. Fastball for a strike on the outside corner, 0-1, but it has a massive population, just shy of 24 million people, which, if that were a U.S. state, it would be the third biggest U.S. state. The pitch. Breaking ball, tagged down the left field line and foul. And it's 0-2 on Rodriguez with two down in the fifth, 5-0 Midland. And Rodriguez calls for time. Texas is the second biggest state with 30 million, and then it would be right behind them and right in front of Florida at 22 million people in that state. Here's the stretch and the 0-2. Rodriguez takes outside 1-2, and baseball is very popular there, but there have only been 17 players ever in the major leagues to come out of Taiwan. Kaiwei Tang for the Giants is the current active Taiwanese player in the big leagues. 1-2. Popped up to the right side, and that one's out of play. And still one ball and two strikes. He is the only one currently active as a Taiwanese player. Zhuang trying to make it a second active player in the major leagues. 1-2. Swinging a line drive again, foul down the left field line, up onto the berm. And it's still one ball and two strikes. This warm night, it was 101 degrees at first pitch. Here's the stretch in the 1-2. It's fouled away back behind home again, and it's still one ball and two strikes. In Frisco, we have the Lazy River. Here in Midland, there's a splash pad out of left field. It's basically a stretch of concrete with a giant baseball painted on it, and then they have fountains that are basically just shooting up out in left center field. We can see it from here, and there are a ton of kids out there. 1-2, swinging a chopper, foul back behind home. Still one ball and two strikes. That seems like the place to be on this kind of night. And during the summer, the Rockhounds actually leave the ballpark gates open out there. And anybody can come out and just go play in the water, play in the fountains. Here's the stretch in the 1-2. Swinging a ground ball foul off the end of the bat back behind home. It's still one ball and two strikes. Five consecutive foul balls for Rodriguez. This will be the eighth pitch up coming to him. Right-hander ready from the stretch. He deals home. Fouled away again down the right side. Still one ball and two strikes. Good battle here between Rodriguez and Zhuang. Midland leading 5-0 and out hitting the Riders 6-3. Offering in. Fouled back again, and it's still 1-2. Seven foul balls in this at-bat for Kaber. He singled to right field back in the first. 1-2 today. There's Wong, who deals home. There's a high pop-up into shallow right field. Rosario in towards the line, still running into foul ground, and that one's out of play. Another foul ball. And Rodriguez walks, back to home plate. Alejandro Osuna coming up from the on-deck circle, grabbing his bat. And he'll wait there for him to hand it to him. Kaber putting up quite the battle here against Zhuang, who has thrown now 70 pitches. This will be pitch number 12 in the at-bat upcoming to Kaber. Right-hander readies. He flicks it home. There's a pop-up left side, shallow left field. The third baseman Ironman back, called off by the shortstop, and Angeles makes the catch and puts an end to the inning. Well, the Rough Riders down in 1-2-3 fashion. Six in a row retired by Zhuang. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Frisco trailing 5-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the fifth inning in Midland. Henry Bolte leads it off against Mitch Brad, and the left-hander fires. There's a breaking ball on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Frisco trailing 5-0 to the Rockhounds. Mitch Brad allowed 3 runs in the first inning and then 2 unearned runs in the third. He wheels home. Bolte swings and misses at a high fastball, and it's 0-2. Bolte has been very prone to strikeouts. He's striking out at a 38% clip so far here in AA. 0-2. Swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove. Strike 3. Right on cue. Fifth strikeout for Mitch Brad. And there's one away. He has at least one strikeout in every single game that he's played in AA. 27 consecutive games with at least one strikeout, and he struck out twice in all 3 games that he's played in this series so far. First pitch to Winkler. That's high, and it's 1-0. Just to put that in perspective, 38% strikeout rate. He doesn't have enough at-bats to qualify, but if he did, that would lead the Texas League in strikeout rate by 6%. 1-0. Fastball strike outside corner, 1-1. Christian Robinson of the Amarillo Sod Poodles leads the way. 32% strikeout rate. 1-1 home to Winkler. That's below the zone. 2 balls and 1 strike. Winkler leads the league in doubles with 25. He's reached twice today with a hit by pitch and a single. He's scored twice. 2-1. It's fouled away to the right side, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on the second baseman, who calls time and steps out. Mitch Brad trying to work through this fifth inning. He gives it, give himself 5 innings in each of his first 2 career AA starts. Brian Shee is up in the Riders' pen. The offering is a line drive into center field, and Winkler has himself his second hit. 7th hit today for Midland. 1 out base runner is Jason Rosario. Five nothing Midland. Rosario 1-for-1 with an RBI single and a hit by pitch. Brad offers in. Before that, a throw over to first. Not in time. The sun is lowering here on this Thursday evening. The only parts of the ballpark that currently have sunlight on them, the very tip of the outfield fence and the outfield berms. The pitch. That's up and outside, and it's 1-0. There's a grove of trees just above the batter's eye here in center field, and that is beautiful orangish hue on it. They're evergreen trees out there in center. 1-0. Fly ball off the end of the bat into shallow left field, but right at Osuna, he comes jogging in, and he makes the catch. Now 2 outs, and here's a Eurybio Angeles who stands in. Angeles, a 2-run double. strikes on a fielder's choice and an error back in the third inning. Angeles, right-handed batter, and Brett offers in. A breaking ball for a strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Brett stretches. Look towards first in the 0-1. That's down and in, and it's one ball and one strike. A few white puffy clouds still remain in the sky, though they're very sparsely populated all around us and very small. A lot of blue sky with a nice purplish hue down towards the horizon. The pitch is just low and outside. It's two balls and one strike. It turned into a very pleasant night for baseball. It's a drier heat out here, so a lot of guys saying how hot it is, but it doesn't feel as hot as it normally would in San Antonio or Frisco or Corpus Christi. 2-1. He misses below the zone. Three balls and one strike. First three-ball count today for Mitch Brett. He stretches and brings it home. There's a drive out to deep left center field. Osuna back. He's shy of the warning track, and the wind blows it back into the ballpark. He makes the catch, and the side is retired. So Mitch Brett, no runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on here in the fifth inning. He makes the most out of this start, allowing five runs, three of them earned. We go into the top of the sixth inning with a new pitcher on the mound for Midland next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the sixth inning, and David Leal takes over on the mound for the Rockhounds. First pitch home. And the side armor misses low and outside. One ball and no strikes. A near submarine style from Leal. And it's a lefty-lefty matchup. Here's the stretch and the offering in. And it fits on the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Leal, the 27-year-old, the native of Houston, Texas, and of Louisiana Tech. Seen a lot of him over the years, and he's pitching in his third season with the Rockhounds. The pitch. There's a high pop-up. Shallow center field. Angeles back onto the grass. Now tails back in onto the infield. Dirty makes the catch. One away. The submarine style is new. He was always a soft tosser, but dropped down recently. That sidearm look. This season, 2-3, a 3.74 ERA, making his 20th appearance on the season. He's made a couple spot starts as well. Pitch home to Hatcher. And it's a breaking ball low. One ball, no strikes. He faces back-to-back lefties to start it. A side that he has been very good against. Lefties just hitting 222 against him. Righties hitting 242. He fires. It's fouled back, and it's still, or now, one ball and one strike. Leal has a lot of movement on that two-seam fastball from that submarine-style pitch. You can see the movement on it as it floats in. It's not very hard, so easier to see the movement on it. 1-1. Grounded foul back behind home. And it's one ball and two strikes. We'll throw the sinker about 85 miles an hour from that submarine style. Hatcher 1-for-2 with a single in the third. 1-2. Down in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Chen Zhuang done in his first career start at the AA level. He pitched well, five shutout innings, allowing just three Rough Riders hits. He struck out three and walked one. 2-2 offering on the way. Hatcher swings and chops it on two hops to second. Winkler has it at the chest and turns and throws out Hatcher two away. Cody Freeman stands in now. Riders trailing 5-0 in this top of the sixth inning. Right-handed batter against Leal. Here's the stretch in the pinch. That's outside. One ball and no strikes. Leal making his second appearance against the Rough Riders this season. He threw an inning and a third scoreless back on May 26th. But as mentioned, we've seen him plenty over the years. The offering is low and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Last season, he made one start and three total appearances against Frisco, allowing just three runs in two of the appearances and two and a third innings scoreless in the other. He offers home. And fits it on the inside edge of strike. It's 2-1. And then back in 2022, he also made two starts against the Rough Riders, including allowing 14 hits in one of those starts. Holy cow. That's insane. 1-2. There's a ground ball to third. Backhanded stop, Ironman. Gets up, throws the long throw across, and hops it in there. And Freeman is safe. They go base hit. So infield single for Cody Freeman on a tough play for Jeremy Ironman at third. His second hit of the series, both on the infield. Max Acosta stands in now. Riders trailing 5-0 in this top of the sixth inning. At 14-hit affair back in 2022, Riders only scored 5 runs. They went 6-for-11 with runners in scoring position. The pitch. That's outside. One ball and no strikes. Rehabbing Mitch Garver, Blaine Krim, and Justin Foscue all doubled. Foscue doubled twice. No home runs in that game. The pitch. A chopper off the plate. A really tough play towards short. Angeles bare hands, throws onto first just in time. Wow. Eribio Angeles with an incredible play at shortstop, barehanding the ball and throwing out Acosta, inning over. We go into the bottom half of the sixth inning. Rough Riders down 5-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town Dad.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Bottom third of the order in the bottom of the sixth inning for the Rockhounds, leading 5-0. Mitch Bratt goes to work against Brian Buelvas, and the first pitch is a breaking ball low, 1-0. So Mitch Bratt back out for his sixth inning of work, and he has an opportunity here to throw a quality start today. 1-0. Ground ball, hard hit through the left side. It's a base hit. Buelvas singling into left field. And that brings Shane McGuire to the plate. McGuire standing in from the left side.
Catcher Shane McGuire.
Bratt has allowed 5 runs, only 3 of them earned, though. If he goes through 6 innings allowing 3 earned, that's a quality start. First pitch. McGuire takes a breaking ball up and in, 1-0. 0-for-2 day for the catcher today. Bratt stretches from the belt, and he deals. There's a soft ground ball out to second. Rodriguez bobbles, and everyone's safe. He reached out to his left at the last second, tried to grab it and shovel it onto second. Instead, it's the second error for the Rough Riders today. Fielder's choice, E4, and what hurts even more is both Rough Riders' errors have been on double play chances. That one is slow roller, but with the catcher running, you probably had a good chance to turn it. Usually sure-handed Rough Riders middle infield faltering today, and here's Jeremy Eierman, first pitch up and away, 1-0. Max Acosta and Cabo Rodriguez both with errors today. Bratt looks in at Eierman and steps off. For the Rough Riders, that's their first 2-error game since July 31st. That was last Wednesday in San Antonio. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated heater, 1-1. Riders haven't committed 3 errors in a game since before the All-Star break. 1-1. The pitch is fouled back into Johnson's glove. It's 1-2. Five nothing Rockhounds. 2 aboard. Nobody out in this sixth inning. And starting to see some action out of the pen for the Rough Riders. The pitch is fouled back. 1-2. Looks like Brian Chi is loosening. Saw him standing up there on the mound earlier today, but not throwing, and now he is throwing. One, two on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with an elevated fastball. 6th strikeout today for Mitch Bratt. One away in top of the order. Here's Denzel Clark. Bratt looking for that double play ball. Clark, a tough guy to double up, though. He runs well. First pitch. Swinging a soft ground ball to the right side. First baseman Hatcher Fields flips on to second just in time. And that's all they get. Wow, Hatcher ranged way over to his right side in front of Rodriguez. And those two talking it over now. But he got the out. he made that play probably closer to the second base bag than he was to the first base bag. So two outs, runners on the corners. Here's Brennan Malone, 5-0 Rockhounds. Bottom of the sixth inning. Malone sporting a goatee. Right-handed batter. 1-for-3 with a double back in the third. Brat trying to get out of this inning. He fires in. Change up outside corner for a strike. 0-1. Malone's double back in the third inning was high off the left field wall. And had the wind not been blowing in, it probably would have been a homer. 0-1. Sizzles high, and it's one ball and one strike. But the Rough Riders and Brat will certainly take it. But it wasn't a homer, though we ended up scoring later on in the inning. Brad is not allowed a homer tonight. Ball and a strike. Offering into the first baseman. He checks his swing, takes a strike anyway, called to the outside corner with a fastball. It's one ball and two strikes. This will probably be the final batter for Brad. Two pitches for him. One, two. Fouled back, and it's still one ball and two strikes. 82 isn't really a lot, but at the same time, it isn't really a situation where the Riders or Rangers want him to go very deep into games. With a high pitch count. He throws over to first base, not in time. His season high is 91 pitches. That was back on June 20th at home against Bowling Green when he threw seven innings. He's gone seven innings twice this year, once on just 84 pitches. It was back on June 27th. Trying to go through six full. The pitch. Fisted in the air, back into shallow center field. Acosta waves everyone off. The shortstop there, he makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Mitch Brat does go six innings today. He battles through. No runs across on one hit, an error, and two runners left on. Top seven next. Riders still trail 5-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the top of the seventh inning. Frisco, a 5-0 deficit, trying to ignite something as they face David Leal for the second inning in a row. Leal allowed just a single to Cody Freeman in the infield. And the Rough Riders stranded him. They've stranded five tonight. First pitch to Aaron Zavala is right down the middle with a fastball from the left-handed submariner. It's 0-1. left-on-left matchup here in the seventh. Tough bad bat for Zavala. Here's the 0-1. He frisbees it outside, and it's one ball and one strike. It's Zavala to be followed by Luis Meneses and Cooper Johnson. Frisco has had just four hits today. They've all been singles. And none in the same inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and a frisbee slider again, this time in the zone, but Zavala out in front, 1-2. One in the first, one in the second, one in the third, and one in the sixth. Their last 12 hits over the last two games have all been singles. One, two. Off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Frisco allowing more than three runs today. Three is really the magic number. They've been so good on the pitching side of things this year. Here's the stretch from Leao and the 2-2. Fouled away down the left side, still 2-2. When allowing three runs or fewer, they are 50-6 this season. 50-6 when allowing three runs or fewer. And they're 15-33 when they allow more than three runs. 2-2. Right down the middle, strike three call. Zavala looking for something else for a strikeout for Leal. One away, and Luis Miesi's bats now. 1-2 today with a single into right field. Miesi's left-handed batter. Leal pitches. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Five runs, eight hits, no errors for Midland. No runs, four hits, and two errors for the Rough Riders. Oh, one. Swinging a soft chopper up the first baseline. Leal's got it. Nonchalantly flips underhand to first, and there are two away. Cooper Johnson takes his turn now. It's been a pretty tough offensive day and a really tough offensive series for the Rough Riders, but hoping to pick up that offensive apple off the tree, if not the rest of this game, certainly tomorrow when they'll have Kamar Rocker on the mound. They'll be facing a tough one in Mason Bennett on the other side. Barnett, as the pitch is a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Barnett traded from the Royals organization to the A's at the trade deadline this year. Kamar Rocker was our pregame show guest earlier today. Had a great time chatting with him before the ballgame. Part two of that interview tomorrow, 0-1. There's a swing and a line drive down the left field line. It drops in a fair ball. Johnson around first. He's chugging for two, and he's in there. So the Riders with their first extra base hit in the last two games. They went yesterday without an extra base hit for the first time in 26 games, the longest active streak in the Texas League. And tonight they wait until the seventh inning for their first extra base hit. Well, Johnson has himself a two-out double here in the seventh inning, and Mateo has an opportunity to drive in the first Rough Riders run of the game. Trailing 5-0, top of the seventh, the pitch. Popped up back behind home, and the catcher, McGuire, watched it go out of play down into the seats below us. And it's 0-1. Cooper Johnson, his 10th double of the season. Leal readies, and the 0-1 pitch. Fouled back, it's 0-2. Mateo falling behind. He's 0-2 today with a strikeout and a pop out. Brian G continues to loosen in the Frisco bullpen, so we'll see him in the bottom of the seventh inning. Leal readies. He brings it home. Up and in. Off McGuire's glove back to the backstop, and Johnson moves to third. That one just yanked by Leal, a wild pitch. Thank you. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower. Left-hander comes set. He kicks in. A soft roller right back to the hill. AL's got it. Throws onto first in time, inning over. The Riders get a two-out double. Nothing to show for it, though. No runs on a hit. No errors. A runner left on base. Time to stretch. Riders trail 5-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
So it ends up being not the best, not the worst start for Mitch Brad. He allows 3 earned, 5 runs total over 6 innings on 8 hits. He struck out 7 and didn't walk a batter. Brian Chee takes over on the mound. He faces 3, 4, and 5. Henry Bolte leads it off. The 25-year-old Chi ready from the stretch, and he offers home. Just misses inside. 1-0, no strikes. Chi's 6'205". Spent some time with Hickory to begin the season, and then a majority of the time with the Rough Riders. Pitches a ground ball out to second base. Kaber Rodriguez has got it. Throws on to first in time, one away. She most recently made a start with Round Rock. The spot start allowing 4 runs, 3 of them earned over 2 2/3 innings. His appearance before that with the Rough Riders was phenomenal, though. First offering to Winkler. On the outside corner with a breaking ball for a strike, it's 0-1. Chi went 4 shutout innings, allowing just 3 hits against Tulsa back on July 25th with 7 strikeouts. The pitch, swing and a miss. Upper edge, outside corner, 0-2. The most strikeouts by a reliever this year for the Rough Riders. It was coming in relief of Tyler Malley, the Major League rehabber. He readies in the 0-2. Swinging a line drive down the left side. It lands in fair, rolling down the line. Osuna down into the corner to nab it. Winkler up to second base, though. He's got himself his league-leading 26th double of the season. He's at second base with 1 out. Just a fastball on the inside edge. He just pulled his hands inside and roped it down the line. Jason Rosario bats now, 1-for-2 with an RBI single in the first, a hit by pitch, and then a fly out to left field. Chi readies and brings it. There's a line drive to second, 1 hop. Rodriguez picks it on the short hop and throws on to first to get him. 2 away. There's Aribio Angeles now. Angeles, 1-for-3 with a 2-run double back in the first inning. 5-0 Midland. We play in the seventh. Runner at second, 2 down. G stretches and fires. On the outside corner, a strike with a slider, 0-1. More action in the Rough Riders bullpen, but nobody quite up and throwing. Just a little bit of moving around down the left field line. Looks like it's Reed Burleymeyer. 0-1. Soft roller foul back behind home, 0-2. She trying to get out of the inning here. 0-2 offering from the right-hander. Swinging a foul off Johnson back behind home, and it's still no balls and 2 strikes. Rough Riders fell behind 3-0 early on tonight. 3 runs in the first inning for Midland. And then 2 in the third that were unearned because of an error. The offering is a ground ball up the third baseline. It's a foul ball. And it's still no balls and 2 strikes. Midland trying to go up 3-0 in this series and trying to go up to 11-4 against the Rough Riders this season. And 8-1 here at Momentum Bank Ballpark against Frisco. They've been dominant against the Riders at home. Similar to the way the Riders have been dominant against San Antonio down there, the pitch. There's a soft grounder to third. Freeman picks at third base, slings it on to first and gets him, and the side is retired. Well, no runs on a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We go to the top of the eighth inning next. The Rough Riders trail 5-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Top half of the eighth inning, David Leal back out there for another inning of work, and the Rough Riders trying to kickstart some offense, trailing 5-0. Top of the order, Caber Rodriguez, Alejandro Osuna, and Josh Hatcher do up. Here's the stretch, and Leal deals. It's at the top of the zone, a strike, 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders scored in the first inning yesterday, and they haven't scored today. 15 consecutive scoreless innings on the offensive side now for the Riders. 0-1. Dips below the zone, and it's 1-1 on Rodriguez. K-Rod is 1-for-3 today with a single into right field in the first inning. 1-1 pitch. There's a fly ball into shallow center field. Winkler, the second baseman, back into a back pedal. Clark calls everyone off, and the center fielder puts it away above his head. would say above his ball cap, but his ball cap fell off on his way in. He has to jog back and grab it. The sunglasses fell off the hat. So one hand goes down, grabs the ball cap. The other hand goes down, grabs the sunglasses. The sun has set, and the lights have taken full effect here in Midland. One out. Here's Osuna, left-handed batter. And the pitch. Sinker outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Riders trailing 5-0. Leal on for his third inning of work. He's allowed just two hits over two innings. 0-1. Line foul down the left field line, and it's 0-2. Riders being out hit 9-5 tonight. Oh and 2 on Osuna, and Leal kicks in. Breaking ball, line drive hit deep to right field. Rosario going back, it's over his head and off the base of the fence. Osuna up to second base, he's got his eyes on third. Now he puts on the brakes at the last moment. Alejandro Osuna, electric when he gets onto the base paths. 12 doubles for him in 29 games with the Riders. Frisco has a double in consecutive innings and now an opportunity to get on the board once again. Frisco is 0-3 with runners in scoring position tonight. Hatcher, a left-handed batter. 1-3 today. Leal's pitch. Breaking ball, big swing and a miss by Hatcher, 0-1. Looking to make it a two-run hit right there. Pull side shift on the infield for the Rockhounds. A warm breeze continuing to blow in from center. Leal's 0-1. Breaking ball, there's a fly ball hit well to right field. Pushing Rosario back. He's at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. Osuna tags and moves to third. Two down on a ball that, if that ball is hit just 5 feet to the right, it's a home run. The way the bullpen jets out in right field, but it was just hit to the left of the bullpen. So it ends up being a fly out to right field. So two outs, runner at third. Here's Cody Freeman. Riders down 5-0. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Freeman, an infield single back in the sixth inning. Leal fires home. Line foul back to the netting. It's 0-2. In the top of the eighth inning. Leal stretches in the 0-2. Before that, Freeman calls time and steps out. Rangers off tonight. They'll start their series against the Yankees in the Bronx tomorrow. They visited the White House today, though, as the World Series champions. Joe Biden welcoming them in. The 0-1. A check swing. He didn't go off the outside corner. That was the 0-2, rather, and it's 1-2. Saw some cool pictures and cool video from that White House trip for the Rangers. Joe Biden even paraphrasing Corey Seager when he said, "I guess we'll never know." 1-2. Fouled back. Still one ball and two strikes. So they'll start a three-game series in New York tomorrow and then a three-game series right after that in Boston. Here's the offering in, and Freeman fouls it back again. Still one ball and two strikes. It's going to be a tough series for the Rangers. They have their work cut out for them over this road trip, and a really important road trip at that. 1-2 offering on the way. There's a fly ball lifted out to right field. Rosario going back, turns around, over his head, up against the warning track and up against the fence. Osuna scores, Freeman up to second, an RBI double, and the Riders are on the board. They now trail 5-1. A couple doubles in this eighth inning for the Rough Riders. They are not going to be shut out tonight. First time on the board. Max Acosta, the man due up, and Shane McGuire will go out and have a chat with Leal about facing Acosta. While he's out talking, we'd like to remind you that the Riders won the first half crown in the Texas League South, and they're going to the postseason for the second time in the last 3 years. The Riders will host at least one game on September 19th, and if necessary, game on the 20th. If the Riders advance, they'll host one game of the championship series on the 22nd, that Sunday. Make sure you get your postseason tickets at ridersbaseball.com. Here's Max Acosta. The first pitch is a swing and a fly ball hammered out to left center field. Huelvas going back at the warning track, and it's high off the top of the fence. Freeman around 30 scores, and Max Acosta, an RBI double. The Riders with three doubles in this eighth inning, and they now trail 5-2. Acosta attacking the first pitch and hammering it high off the wall in left center field. And the Rough Riders are doubling their way back into this ballgame here in the eighth inning. If the wind isn't blowing in, that's a home run. Instead, it ends up being the third double in the inning for the Riders and their fourth double in their last two innings. And now Aaron Zavala due up with another runner at second base. Frisco coming through with a few big hits. Runner at second, 2 outs in the inning. Here's the pitch. There's a strike in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Acosta leads from second. The 0-1. Zavala checks his swing on the pitch that misses outside. 1-1. Leal struck out Zavala back in the seventh inning. Frisco putting themselves within striking distance late in this game. 1-1. Fouled back. One ball and two strikes. Not to mention having a couple hits with runners in scoring position. Frisco now 2 of 6 on the night in those situations. One, two. Up and away. Two balls and two strikes. Pull side shift for Zavala, and time called by McGuire, the catcher. Zavala coaxed a walk back in the second. Leal stretches, and the 2-2. He brings it in. Swing and a miss, struck him out. So Zavala down on strikes, and Leal gets out of the inning. But two runs on three doubles for the Rough Riders. No errors and a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Rough Riders trailing 5-2 now on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for Classic TV Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the San Antonio Missions come to town. A Mr. T impersonator will be on hand with the A-Team van replica for a great throwback night. Come ready to represent your favorite television classic and stay late for Fireworks Friday after the 7:05 first pitch on Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the eighth inning, the Rough Riders a 5-2 deficit after two runs in the eighth. Bottom third of the order due up against Brian G. Brian Dwellboss, Shane McGuire, and Jeremy Eierman. First pitch home from G. Inside 1-0. The Rough Riders with three doubles in that top of the eighth inning to climb their way back into this game. 1-0 pitch. There's a pop-up left side, foul ground, and it's 1-1. Riders now just being out hit 9-8 tonight. Their first multi-run inning since the ninth inning on Sunday. 1-1. There's a drive foul down the left field line. 1-2. Dwellboss has struck out, lifted a sac fly, and singled so far tonight. Former number 10 prospect in the A's organization back in 2022. He's fallen down the ranking a bit. And he's out of the ranking. 1-2. It's outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. Opens up his stance just slightly. 2-2. He swings and lines it softly down the right side, and it's in for a base hit. He hits the bag at first on his way to second. Zavala turns and throws that way. The throw, not in time. Just slid in under the tag. Boy, a perfect throw by Aaron Zavala. Iguala somehow got in under that tag for Max Acosta.
Shane McGuire
stands in now. The tag went to the body, and the right hand just fit in from Iguala. So Shane McGuire, 0-3. Reached on an error on a fielder's choice back in the sixth inning. First offering. Outside. Back pick down to second. And it hits the runner. And caroms to the second baseman. Cabo Rodriguez. Oh, man, that nailed Dwellboss's arm looked like. And now Eric Fath's, the trainer, goes jogging out there. Going to check out Dwellboss. Back pick throw, and nobody was there to take the throw, so it hit the runner as Acosta was behind the second base bag, going to just stop it from going into center field. Dwellboss got hit on the right arm. Diving back into the bag, may have hit him right on the elbow. Looks like it did. That one does not feel good. Johnson, in the meantime, is going to go out and chat with Chi. Take this time to take a look at some of the scores in the Texas League tonight. San Antonio visiting Springfield in the top of the eighth inning. San Antonio 4-1 advantage. Also top of the eighth inning in Amarillo. And Assad Boodle is an 8-3 lead over Northwest Arkansas. And it looks like Guelvas is going to stay in the game. A couple finals. Arkansas wins it 2-0 over Tulsa tonight. And Corpus Christi a 2-1 win over Wichita. She eyes him down as looks like he's good to go. Round Rock in action against Oklahoma City tonight. They're in the top of the eighth inning. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Wilbos takes off for third. The pitch is high. Throw down to third. Not in time. Mickey Smith calling him safe. And Cody Freeman can't believe it. Stolen base for Guelvas. Taking off immediately for third. Just got in there ahead of the tag. 1-1 to McGuire. Infield comes in. The pitch. Outside, 2-1. Riders a 5-2 deficit in this bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the stretch and the 2-1. Going outside, 3-1. Round Rock facing Oklahoma City, and Walker Buehler making a rehab start. And what looks like should be his final rehab start before going back up to the Dodgers. 3-1. Low and outside, ball 4. So McGuire walks, and Ironman makes his way to the plate. Buehler went 5 innings, allowing 1 run on 1 hit with 5 strikeouts. Stephen Jennings threw 3 shutout innings and hitless innings tonight out of the bullpen for the Express. Freddie Chavez getting the start there tonight as well, as the pitch is low and it's 1-0 as he got promoted last night, and he's 1-for-2. Boy, the run scored and a walk. Blaine Krim, 3-for-4 with a homer. Andrew Knapp is also homer. 1-0. High pop-up in the infield. Rodriguez, the second baseman, under it. It's Josh Hatcher who reaches out, makes the basket catch. Wow. The wind just completely played a trick on Rodriguez. There's one out. He was nowhere near that ball, and Hatcher made a basket-style catch, almost like he thought Rodriguez was going to run into him. Denzel Clark stands in now. 5-2, Riders trail the Rockhounds. Runners on the corner is one out. The pitch to Clark. Low, and it's 1-0. The guy you want to be careful with here. He's 1-for-4 today, but went 4-for-4 in the opener, one of the hottest hitters in the league. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. He swings and chops it foul down the third baseline, 1-1. He got off to a horrendous start this season. Through May 4th, he was batting just 154. And since then, he's batting 315 with an over 950 OPS. Here's the throw over to first, not in time. In his last 42 games, he's hitting 355 with an over 1,000 OPS and 24 extra base hits in 42 games, including 7 triples. He's the league leader with 8 triples, and he can absolutely fly. G readies in the 1-1. Before that, another throw over to first base. Not in time. The right-hander peering in. He's got his sign. And he fires home. Just inside, 2-1. Runner at first, McGuire dancing off the bag. Rough Riders infield playing it partially in up the middle. Here's the stretch, 2-1. Swinging a ground ball to third, under Freeman's glove and out into left field. That brings in glove off. And it's 6-2. An RBI single for Denzel Clark. Runners at first and second now. It was a hard ground ball. Freeman tried to backhand it, and it just went under his glove. And what could have potentially been an inning-ending double play ends up as an RBI single. That's a tough play, though. First pitch to Malone. Top of the zone, a strike, 0-1. And Freeman will probably tell you he should make that play. He hit his glove, frustrated with himself as it went by. 0-1, outside, 1-1. And tonight, the Riders have had three opportunities to turn double plays. Two errors, and that's not a misplay by any means. There's no ragging on Cody Freeman. That's a really difficult play, but could have been. Here's the stretch, 1-1. Outside. Breaking ball misses, 2-1. No action in the Riders' bullpen. This is all Brian Chee here in the eighth. McGuire leads from second, Clark from first. And Chee comes home with a 2-1. There's a line drive past second base and out into right field. It's a base hit. McGuire stops at third. It's station-to-station baseball. Base is loaded. And Henry Bolte due up. There's a line drive just to the right side of Cable Rodriguez. And into right field. Quick mound visit for Cooper Johnson and the entire infield. Riders trailing 6-2 in this bottom of the eighth inning. They got two back in the top of the eighth, but Midland adding a little insurance in this bottom of the eighth. So mound visit done. Henry Bolte stands in, bases loaded, the pitch. Swing and a miss, first pitch slider away, 0-1. Bolte, again, really strikeout prone. He has two strikeouts tonight and two groundouts to second, 0-4. He's now 2-12 in the series. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss, low and away, it's 0-2. Bases remain loaded. Bolte stands back in. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2. Low and outside. Didn't chase. One ball and two strikes. Another slider. And now break in case of emergency. Reed Burlingmeyer has started to throw out of the Rough Riders bullpen. 1-2, the pitch. Low and outside again, 2-2. There's action out of the Midland bullpen as well for the top of the ninth inning. It's a right-hander loosening. 2-2. Fouled straight back off Johnson's glove, and it's still two balls and two strikes. It looks like Tyler Baum. Be for sure. Two balls and two strikes. G readies from the stretch with the bases loaded behind him in the 2-2. Swinging a drive down the left field line. Foul. Still two balls and two strikes. Multi putting up a battle. This will be the seventh pitch upcoming to him. Wellvoss began the inning with a double. Shane McGuire walked. Jeremy Eierman popped out. Denzel Clark, an RBI single down the left side. Brennan Malone singled to right. And now the bases are loaded. It's two balls and two strikes to Bolte. Here's the right-hander's 2-2. Swinging a chopper foul up the third baseline into the Riders' dugout where Luis Mieses picks it at the end of the Frisco dugout, and it's still two balls and two strikes. An opportunity for Chi to give the Riders a chance in the top of the ninth here. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Bolte down on strikes. There are two down. Bases still loaded. Here's Jack Winkler. That's a massive second out on the first strikeout for Chi. Winkler, the right-handed batter. He's 3-for-3 today, and he's reached four times. It's the second time in the first three games of this series, he's gone 3-for-3. And the kick home. Swing and a miss. First pitch slider, 0-1. Winkler now 6-for-9 in this series with two doubles and a homer. He's been a wrecking crew in the middle of this order. 0-1. Top of the zone, a strike. 0-2. Crowd didn't like it. McGuire at third, Clark at second, Malone at first. And the 0-2 from Brian Chi. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Rodriguez backhands, throws off balance to first. It's high and into the dugout. Two runs score. The third error today for the Rough Riders brings in two more runs. Rodriguez backhanded it on the shortstop side of the second base bag and threw off balance to first, but it was way high and into the dugout. And it's just a question as to whether or not it will be a hit and an error, as that's probably what it should be. And Kavika Emsley-Pye comes out of the dugout, and that's it for Brian Chi. So we'll see a pitching change here in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Reed Burlingmeyer who takes over. Frisco now trailing 8-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Reed Burlingmeyer, the new pitcher for the Rough Riders in this bottom half of the eighth inning. Frisco trailing 8-2 now with three runs across. And Jason Rosario bats now. Eighth man up in the inning. Runners at first, or excuse me, at second and third. And two outs. Burlingmeyer pitches home. Rosario takes down and in at a fastball, or excuse me, a cutter, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rosario, one for three today with an RBI single in the first inning. He was hit by a pitch in the third and then has flied out and grounded out since. 1-0. Up and away, and it's two balls and no strikes on the right fielder. Left-handed batter, the right-hander Burlingmeyer. Getting some action, trying to get the final out of this eighth inning. He brings in the 2-0. Foul back. Two balls and one strike. Burlingmeyer this season with the Rough Riders a 4.01 ERA. And 33 and two-thirds innings, 40 strikeouts to 13 walks. He pitches home. High, 3-1. First base is open with Eurybio Angeles on deck. He wants to redo the signs from Johnson. He gets it and stretches. And Rosario calls time and steps out. Now the Rough Riders and Rockhounds will play game four tomorrow. First pitch at 7 o'clock. Kamar Rocker gets the start, his third double-A start. Here's the 3-1. Fouled out of play down the left side. We're full at 3-2. Excited to see Rocker once again. He's been fantastic. 7 shutout innings, allowing just one hit, 8 strikeouts, 1 walk in his first 2 starts combined. Coming off Tommy John surgery, he's gone 3 innings and 4 innings. Payoff pitch on the way. Low of the zone. He walked him. So the base is loaded again for the Rockhounds. Eurybio Angeles stands in from the right side now, who has doubled in 2 runs in a 1-for-4 game. Angeles, right-handed batter. Base is loaded. 3 runs in this 8th inning, 2 outs. Pitch in. Angeles watches at the bottom of the zone, a strike with a fastball at 97. It's 0-1. Burlingmeyer readies, and the 0-1 pitch, inside 1-1. Two of the 3 runs are unearned in this inning because of the error. Or excuse me, just one of the runs is unearned because of the error. Here's the 1-1. Swinging a chopper to the right side, right at Hatcher. He's got it, and he takes it to the first base bag to retire Angeles. Inning over, but damage done. 3 runs across, and comes on 4 hits, an error, and the base is left loaded. Top of the 9th inning next, 8-2, Rough Riders trail on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for Classic TV Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the San Antonio Missions come to town. A Mr. T impersonator will be on hand with the A-Team van replica for a great throwback night. Come ready to represent your favorite television classic and stay late for Fireworks Friday after the 7:05 first pitch on Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Oh. On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the top of the ninth inning, Rider is trailing 8-2 here in Midland. Tyler Baum is the new pitcher on the mound in a non-save situation. Bottom third of the order, Luis Miesis, Cooper Johnson, Daniel Mateo duo. It's been a sloppy night for the Riders, committing three errors. Eight runs, 13 hits, no errors for Midland. Two runs, eight hits, and three errors for the Rough Riders tonight. First pitch, a strike to Miesis on the outside corner, 0-1. Baum threw 2 days ago in game one, a scoreless inning with two strikeouts. The pitch, outside. 1-1, 1-2. He did not face any of the three hitters that he sees here in this one back on Tuesday. 1-1, swing and a miss. Breaking ball off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Macy's 1-for-3 today. 2-1. Or 1-2, I should say. It's popped up foul behind home. And McGuire watches it go up onto the roof. Still 1-2. The overhang here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rough Riders put up their only two runs tonight in the top of the eighth inning, but Midland answered with three runs of their own. 1-2, up and away. 2-2. Out of the eight runs, six of them unearned. The pitch is a swing and a miss off the outside corner, and Miesis down on strikes. One away in the top of the ninth inning. Here's Cooper Johnson. Johnson 1-for-3. He doubled back in the seventh inning. The pitch. He swings and breaks his bat. It's a ground ball down the left side. It's a fair ball. And Johnson's around first on his way to second. The throw in. It's dropped by the second baseman, Winkler. And Johnson has his second double today. Cooper Johnson doubling again down the left side. Rough Riders with the runner at second here on the top of the ninth. Mateo due up. He's 0-for-3. First pitch, a swing and a miss, 0-1. Ninth hit for the Riders. The pitch, low and outside, 1-1. Mateo has struck out, popped out and grounded out today. Right-hander Baum looks in, right-hander at the plate. He brings it home, it's outside. 2-1. Baum out of Orlando, Florida, the North Carolina product. 3.19 ERA with the Rockhounds this year. 2-1. Swinging a fly ball, hammered out to left center field. Wellos going back. He's watching. It's gone! Daniel Mateo with a two-run homer here in the top of the ninth inning. And Frisco now trails 8-4. Daniel Mateo's first home run and 103 at-bats dating back to May 17th at Amarillo. His second home run as a Rough Rider this season, and Frisco now trails by 4 runs. A double and a homer here in the ninth inning. Trying to find their way back into this one. Here's Caber Rodriguez in the pitch. He takes a breaking ball outside, 1-0. First Rough Riders home run of the series. Offering it, swing and a miss. Elevated it, and it's 1-1 on Rodriguez. One pitch, swing and a foul back into McGuire's glove. It's 1-2. So the Riders still have a lot of work to do tonight, but their 10th hit. Would have been nice to have those 3 runs back from the bottom of the eighth inning. 1-2. That's outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. It'd be a one-run game if not. Top of the order here with Rodriguez. Osuna on deck. 2-2. Fouled back. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. So after going 15 consecutive innings without scoring a run, the Riders with 2 runs in the eighth and 2 runs here in the ninth inning. Baum has his sign. Right-hander readies. 2-2. Popped up. Shallow center. Winkler going back. The second baseman in the grass makes the catch. 2 outs. Alejandro Osuna stands in now. Final hope for the Rough Riders tonight. Left-handed batter, the righty's pitch. Osuna takes on the outside corner a strike, 0-1. The pitch. Lifted into right center field, headed towards the alley, and that one's down. Osuna, a wide turnaround first. He stops right there. Rough Riders' third hit of this ninth inning, and that brings Josh Hatcher to the plate. Rough Riders not going away quietly here in the ninth. First pitch, strike on the outside corner, 0-1. The next offering, a swing and a miss. Osuna takes off for second. It's 0-2, defensive indifference. Riders down to their final strike. And the pitch home is a fly ball lifted into left center field. That sinks down for a base hit. Osuna around 30, crosses home. Hatcher digging for 2, and he's out. That's how the game ends. Oh, man. Well, the run does score. Riders lose it by a final score of 8-5. Hatcher out at second, trying to go for 2. And the game ends just like that. Riders fall 8-5 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-3333.
1993. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Midland. Riders fall by the final score of 8-5 against the Rockhounds. Frisco falls to 21-15 in the second half and 65-40 overall. This is their third consecutive loss here in this series and their third consecutive loss overall. And the Rough Riders are now just 1-8 here in this ballpark this season. And Frisco just could not get anything going on the offensive side early on, and Mitch Bratt allowed 5 runs, 3 of them earned in his 6 innings tonight, striking out 7 and not walking a batter, but allowed 8 base hits. So the Rough Riders didn't get the start they necessarily wanted out of Bratt, and then couldn't get the offense going until very late, as 3 runs scored in the 9th inning and 2 in the 8th inning. And Frisco does just come up short tonight in their late comeback attempt. So the win tonight goes to Chen Zhang, who made his start and went 5 innings of shutout baseball in his first career Double-A starting nod. And he pitched very well tonight. The loss to Mitch Bratt on the other side, and no save for the Rockhounds. We'll tell you more about what's going on in the Texas League and around the Rangers affiliates, and set up tomorrow's Game 4 of this series. When we come back, Riders fall 8-5 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Momentum Bank Ballpark one final time on this Thursday night. The Rough Riders drop it 8-5 to the Rockhounds. Let's take a look at the rest of the Texas League as everyone else is finished outside of San Antonio and Springfield. That's 4-1. Missions lead it. That game going to the bottom of the ninth right now. It's a final. Arkansas wins it 2-0 over Tulsa. And Corpus Christi outlasts Wichita. They win it 2-1, while Amarillo wins 8-7 over Northwest Arkansas, despite 4 runs in the top of the ninth for the Naturals attempting a comeback win in Amarillo at Hodgetown at ballpark out in Northwest Texas. As for the affiliates, Round Rock Express, they win it 7-2 over Oklahoma City as they take down a little bit of a late comeback after Walker Buehler exited the game in his rehab. And he's ready to go back up to the big leagues, most likely. Walter Pennington with his first Triple-A win with the Express in that one. While a Hurricane is washed out the Texas League and, or excuse me, the South Atlantic League and the Carolina League. So Hickory and Down East, neither of them played as the weather is looking really nasty out there. Hopefully everybody is all right. So nothing really to report there from the low A or high A levels. And the Rangers were off today as well. So only two games in Double A and Triple A played across the Texas affiliates today. In terms of tomorrow, the Rough Riders will send Kamar Rocker to the mound at a 7 o'clock first pitch, his third start in a Rough Riders uniform, and we'll also have part two of that pregame interview with him tomorrow. He was a fantastic guest earlier today. And then Mason Barnett will go on the other side, the trade piece that came over at the trade deadline this year from the Kansas City Royals. He's 6-6 with a 4.75 earned run average. Rough Riders and Rockhounds tomorrow looking to snap a three-game losing skid. And Frisco has had a tough go here in Midland, but they look to end it tomorrow. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:45 for the pregame show, but that's going to do it for us tonight. Thanks to Luke Maley, my partner back in Frisco. I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for joining us tonight. And until tomorrow, we hope you have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!